Hey, we got Tammy on the line from Indian Country Sports in Lawrence. Tammy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, Adam. Thanks.
Is it sunny in Lawrence too?
Kind of overcast.
Okay. Well, it's better than the snow that sounds like it's coming our way, right?
Oh, yes. It certainly is better than snow.
But there's no ice on the bay. The last report I had was actually the fishermen on the bay were doing very well in less than 50 feet of water. Is it still going that way?
Yes, it is. Every day the village is trying to keep the ice cleared out. They have the dock already pushed into the marina, and the ice that forms usually each morning, they're taking care of that, so the boats are able to get in.
That's good. The boat launches are cleared then, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what are you hearing about the fishing?
Oh, my goodness. The fishing is unbelievable. They are going out about 40 to 60 feet, you know, deep of water, and they're trolling about 20 to 40 feet down.
Okay.
And they're catching tons of coho and some browns.
Any splake at all?
The splake that they're catching are mostly over on the Barriga side.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Can you tell us, are you hearing or do you notice what's selling the most for colors, lures, what type of spoons are working the best or stick baits?
Oh, absolutely. The colors that are working best are the fluorescent orange, fluorescent pink, and chartreuse, and the Rapalas are selling like crazy.
Which specific Rapala?
The Husky Jerk is selling really well. The floating Rapalas and the scatter wraps and some of the shadow wraps.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Mm-hmm. And obviously the colors that we discussed are the hot colors in those two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. And we're going to continue with Tammy from Indian Country Sports in Lawrence. And our next outdoor report in a little bit later this hour, we're going to talk about the Falls River steelhead fishing, as well as the Lake Trout Festival and how you can get registered right there at her shop. So stay tuned for part two coming up later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.